All right, here we go in 3, 2, 1. What's up, y'all? Welcome to the Sports Medicine Broadcast, a podcast brought to you today by Methodist of San Antonio, my friend Sean Reedy out there working with Bethel Consulting in San Antonio. They are sponsoring this, as well as SWATA. We are here at SWATA D6 2023 live in Arlington. I am joined by Rank One. So my friend Mike Hopper is been huge on data. I think he's actually presenting on it here at SWATA, and it's a huge movement in athletic training. So I went and talked with Rank One, because that's who we use at our school in Pasadena, is Rank One. And I want to know about data, what they're doing, and might as well go straight to the source. So it's Greg and you said Joseph, right?
Yes.
All right. So Greg and Joseph from Rank One have joined me to share their kind of perspective, their back end knowledge, where Rank One is headed, how athletic trainers can help collect that data using Rank One or whatever EMR they're doing. So welcome to the Sports Medicine Broadcast.
Thanks for having us.
All right. So currently athletic trainers can collect a lot of data, you know, like from the body part, the date of injury, the side, the rehab done, the days missed, things like that. So what are some of the common things that you guys see for data collection from athletic trainers?
Yeah, I think for the most part, I mean, data is huge nowadays, and I think we've seen over the past couple of years or a few years, at the end of the year, we'd have people getting audited, newspapers. I remember the city of Houston a couple of years ago, everyone was getting to me like, Greg, like, we need to find out how many concussions were done. I think there was going to be an article written. So athletic trainers hit me up, and they're like, hey, Greg, what can we do? I said, hey, go and Rank One, go to report generator, and get a report on all the concussions that were done. At some point, people mark what kind of helmet it was done in, and people go in there and say it was a Riddell helmet, it was a new Zenith helmet, you know, it was a Revo Speed Flex. So in a lot of cases, man, data is important, and a lot of times they go to Rank One, get that report, and say, hey, there's all the concussions that happened in the past year in my athletic department.
Yeah, I mean, all good decisions start with some good data, right? I mean, you need to know what you're dealing with. We're really bad at assuming or guessing what we've done over the course of, you know, a season. So it's great to be able to go back and see what you've actually done. And we take data security really seriously and the data transfer. And so one of our goals is that we work with a lot of partners so that if you're putting your data in, you can put it in once through our system, and then you can use it securely in all the other areas that you want your data to be without having to repeatedly put data in here and there and duplicate it up. So yeah, it's all about the numbers. Yeah.
All right, so tell me a little bit more about that. You said putting it in one system and then going from there. So at Pasadena High School and Pasadena ISD, we take the attendance data, which I think it's we use school class links or something like that, and it takes that information and creates basically the whole freshman class. And then that way we don't have to go into their student ID, their first name, their parents' name, all that other stuff. Is that what you're talking about?
So I'm not familiar with that system
exactly.
But yeah, what I'm talking about is that we partner with people through our API to provide data for things. So whether you're working with people who are doing like digital ticketing or any of the systems that you'd be using outside of us, we're working to try to integrate those partners so that your data can be entered once through Rank One and then shared across all those platforms. So ideally, if you're going to need that data somewhere else, we want to be able to partner with them so that securely it's just slid over into them through our Partner Connect program.
You know, things like, you know, for instance, like Max Preps, or, you know, we're not integrated with Max Preps, but it's like a good example. Like, you know, every coach has to go put their schedules in over their Max Preps. Mm-hmm. A lot of times for other softwares, they have to get rosters, you know, for other things like Remind or SportsU, you know, you have to put your rosters in. So I think what he's referring to is like securely moving rosters from Rank One over, you know, to another partner, of course, right, securely.
So are y'all partnered with Remind?
No,
oh,
that's just a good example of another company that would, you know, have to someday, you know, get data because it's redundant information. If you're having to go on Remind, put your rosters in, but hey, Jeremy, you already have your roster in Rank One. Like, why can't that go share, you know, to over there? So just kind of data like that, why it's so important, just saves you a lot of time, man. Time is everything for you guys. And if it's, API integration is going to save you guys time to not have to do it somewhere else. I mean, it's huge. Especially nowadays.
Yeah, for real.
Integration's a big time for you guys.
Yeah. And so, like I said, I know that they auto-create the whole freshman class, and so then I can just go in and select them. And, you know, in Pasadena ISD, we have the junior highs, so the 7th and 8th grade, all the way through the 12th grade. We all use Rank One, and we use the online forms. Do you guys have a complete online, like a non-paper solution? Because I know in passing ISD, we still have, you have to take the paper to the doctor, yeah, and then we take it back and scan it in, and then I have to click the button, yes.
A very good question. I think, you know, COVID 3 years ago, but I think what it taught us is that during that year, that UIL gave us kind of, hey, if nothing was medically wrong with you, for remember they said if nothing was medically wrong with you, you don't have to get another physical. But if you have something wrong, and you, if I think it was if you answered a yes to any one of those 20 questions, then you had to go get another physical. Right at that time, we put the medical history online. And a lot of times we put that physical upload form online. So where nowadays, there's a lot of school districts that get to us and say, hey, Greg, like, is there any way that our parents can upload that physical? That way I'm not having to scan in all of these, you know, manually. You know, the parent can upload them. I can take a look at them and make sure everything looks good with that physical and approve it. So I think if you wanted to, you can go completely digital, completely paperless on that. But I think a lot of old, you know, athletic trainers are kind of old school too. And they said, hey, I'd rather have, you know, that physical medical history. Like, I'd rather have it in my hand,
right,
and be able to stow away that physical and upload that if I need it. So I think we're kind of on the fence. Some athletic trainers are like, hey, let my parents upload that and I'll take a look at it and approve it. Then we have the others that are like, hey, I want that physical copy of the physical. That way I can have it in my hands in case, you know, but there's pros and cons, I think, to both of them, you know, taking that physically or taking that physical digitally, you know, and approving it that way.
All right. So kind of going back to the original, the idea was data collection. Mm-hmm. You know, you said we could market this type of helmet, you know, and in the concussion form, I know here in Texas, you have to put their height, their weight, have they had concussions before, what hit the head, was it the ground, the ball, another player, whatever it is. You have to put those if you're marking yes, which rank one allows you to seamlessly do that for that, like, state mandated reporting stuff, which is freaking amazing, because if I had to do all that stuff on rank one and had to go do it for the state, it probably wouldn't get done realistically. Oh, yeah. And so that's one of the things that is so beneficial of having that, the digital, the EMR.
Reporting a concussion, right?
Yeah. But what are some of the other things as y'all have grown this that you've seen athletic trainers say, hey, this is how I've used the data?
I think data is important as well. And we've talked about this in the past, but I think we all know that it's very important. But, you know, justifying the need for athletic trainers. In Texas, we're very blessed to be able to have athletic trainers here. And, you know, we have a couple of them in each high school, it looks like, around here, with the exception of the smaller schools. But, you know, we work with other states and it's like, hey, I don't have an athletic trainer on campus. I'm the admin. I'm having to do everything. Or we contract an athletic trainer and she's on our campus 2 days out of the week. And it's like, man, I go to other states and I see, I'm so blessed because I'm with athletic trainers everywhere, you know, and we go to other states and there's nobody. So I think justifying the job. So when Jeremy talks about reporting, you know, there's a lot of reports that you can pull at the end of the year and saying, hey, I did 1,500 treatments this year on so many athletes. And I saved my parents so much money because I'm not charging for a whirlpool session. I'm not charging for a STEM session. I'm not charging for manual therapy. Whereas if the parent would have had to go to the doctor or the physical therapist, well, they're charging for everything. They're charging for bags of ice. They're charging for massage, you know, they're charging for manual therapy, STEM machine, everything. And at the end of the year, you guys can say, hey, I did 1,500 treatments. This is equivalent to $300,000 that my parents would have accrued if they would have not had me at my campus.
And so, I know there's probably no trainers out there who feel like they do way more work than they get paid for.
Probably. Of course not.
Doesn't happen. But, yeah, I mean, your value is in that data. The proof of your value is in that data. And I think that's great to be able to go back and see, because sometimes the work of a trainer just goes unnoticed, you know, until something big and bad happens. People don't really realize all the value in the job that you do. But to be able to have those numbers to go back at the end of the year, you know, whether it's to your district or to your parents, it's nice to be able to say, this is the impact I'm having. And that comes from you putting the data in, you know, being consistent enough to log that data, and then making use of those reports at the end of the year and just saying, let me go back and look at what I did. It's a great way to just see to yourself, like, what an amazing, like, look at all the work that I've done over the past year or whatever.
Yeah, because sometimes you know, we'll look at it at the end of the day, be like, man, it was felt really busy. Well, there was 40 kids in here from 2 to 4. That's why it felt really busy.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and so it's like, oh, okay. Because it wasn't really busy for the first 4 hours, but it wasn't really busy for the last 2 hours. But, man, that freaking 2 to 4, that block was crazy. And because we have every single kid log in every single time, if they're coming in for a Band-Aid or a foam roller, if they're coming in for anything. And so for us, it has been exactly what you're saying. You can see so much, and it's easy. Like you said, I can click, click, click. Okay, I want this information. Boom, now there's a giant PDF or Excel spreadsheet or whatever it is, you know, CSV file. And then I can categorize that and go through and say, this is what we have. This is how many treatments we've done this year or this month, or, you know, on this injury, this many ACLs. But is there anything really weird that you've seen an athletic trainer use the data for? Anything really weird to say, hey, I just used the data for this, or hey, I just did a lecture because of the data I got from Rank One for this? Anything weird?
Weird? I don't know. I can say that we regularly get, you know, people calling in and telling us one more thing they need data on that's not in the system.
Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to think of what the weirdest one would be, but, you know, that we get calls constantly like, what if I could do this? You know, here's this other thing that I've realized I've started doing, and there's no field to log this data into. And so I think pretty regularly we're adding in new stuff. But
all the time.
What would fall in the weird category? I don't know.
I don't know if I can think of anything weird. I'm sure that I have experienced it before. I can't think of any top of it, but like you said, there's people always saying, hey, we need to add another field because I would like today, you know, there was someone that came up to me and said, hey, if a surgery does occur in one of my athletes, I want to just know what hospital the surgery occurred at. That's one of those things that we have to constantly add fields inside Rank One.
Yeah.
And a lot of times it's hard because, yeah, it may benefit someone over in Belton ISD, but it's not going to benefit someone at Pasadena ISD, you know? It's just very difficult to be adding things into the as a software wide change when everyone wants different fields, you know. But on the top,
to talk about that just a little bit, if you make a change, does it have to affect everybody, or say Pasadena ISD, we can have our own little changes, or we can maybe since Matt is our guy, Matt Thomas, he could go in and say, okay, well, we want these fields but not these fields, right? Like, tell a little bit, how does that look?
Yeah.
In fact, I was just today, we had a district come up and we were talking to them because they had input a bunch of fields that they didn't need into one of theirs. And it's just for their district, but they have the flexibility to go in and add things like medical conditions and allergies. And as I was scrolling through some of the things that were added, speaking of weird, I was like, man, there were like 5 different variations of avocado allergies that I didn't know existed. But the users have the option to go and add that custom themselves. So if you've got a thing like, I need to log this, you can go and create a special, you know, drop-down field for yourself, and then you can track
it. It also just depends. You know, there's some things in the software where you have complete control over customizability, right? But then we have the other parts of the software where it's, like, hard-coded. So on the other things that are hard-coded, like, you know, big changes in the software, usually we like to get feedback on what athletic trainers, you know, the athletic trainers that are close to us, what they feel about it. Because we don't want, you know, one athletic trainer suggests something and then we make the change and then someone else is like, hey, this is terrible, I don't even need this, you know? So I think on the big changes, it's, we like to get a consensus, like, hey, and most of the time I call, you know, 10 of my athletic trainers that I'm close to, I'll give Mike Hopper a call and say, hey, Mike, what do you think about this? You think it's beneficial? Yep. And I think for the most part, we figure out if it's beneficial as a whole of the athletic training community before we even like make a change or implement it, before we even put it into development, I think. We make sure that this is going to be a change. It's going to be like,
everybody knows Greg because he calls with all the questions.
Yeah.
So when we come to booths, they're always like, it was him I was talking to about that feature on the phone. So
sometimes, man, I used to have a good memory, I think, when I was younger. But now I'm just like, back then I'd be like, oh, yeah, we talked a couple years ago. Yeah, you wanted this to be done. Now I'm just like, what was it again? Like, what was the suggestion that you
gave
me?
The brief idea, you know, something about some switch. I don't know. So one of the other things that, again, I think it was last year, we print emergency cards.
Yeah.
And so all of our coaches are responsible for printing for their teams because they're the ones that can make adjustments to their teams. Yeah. And so it's not one of my responsibilities. And we're like having to go through and open up each person on the roster. And then I was like, you know what, let me just call. And so I think it was, I feel like it was a guy named Christian, but I could
be
wrong.
Christian.
Yeah. And so he was like, yeah, just do this, this, and this, and it'll email you a list like within an hour. And then you can just print all. And it's like, dude, that was so much easier. And so they're like, it's just so much easier because we have all the printed emergency card information so we can hand to the EMS if we need it. But then it's really just a simple process. You just have to learn how to do the process.
That print paperwork function.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you learn it every day.
Yeah, just have to ask a question. So on that, what's something new I can learn? So something new y'all are doing, or maybe a feature that maybe my copper's using that everybody needs to know about?
I think, Joseph, I'll let you talk about the messaging.
Yeah, so we've been working on messaging within our app, and we've been developing a better like two-way messenger that we're going to be launching here in the coming year.
Just because we talked about earlier, just because we have a lot of schools that use Remind, mm-hmm. we have a lot of schools that use SportsU, there's other... Yeah.
Well, and going back to the data piece, you don't want to have to put your data across multiple platforms, especially if you're dealing with student injury data. I mean, this is stuff you want to be secure about how you're transferring it, and so it's really important for you to be sending that data through messages in ways that you know are secure. So if you could do it all internally with the software you're already using, how much better? So we got a lot of requests from our users on being able to have a more robust messaging system. So we've completely remodeled our messaging system to allow you to send things like reminders just like you always have, but also to send two-way so that your parents can send you back forms, documents, responses, just text if they want, and you can communicate through an inbox that you can control and modify. So I think that's something our dev team is really proud of, and we're getting ready to launch. But we're in beta testing phase right now where we're getting some schools on board to get feedback from
like
them
on
that.
If you notice on that, like if you notice when you go put an injury, any athletic trainer that uses Rank 1, when you put an injury in, there's a new thing that says message to guardians.
Mm-hmm.
So nowadays, back then, we'd always get the request, hey, Greg, when I put in an injury, is there any way that I can let the parent know? Back then, there's no way. You had the injury, then you would have to text them or call them and say, hey, you know, your son or daughter got hurt. Mm. But now you can click, yes, I want to send a message to guardian. And that injury notification is going to be sent. It'll say, Greg Gonzalez, this is what happened. Of course, we're big time on HIPAA and FERPA security, so you have to have a parent account in order to get any sensitive information. We don't send it through emails. We make sure that it's sent inside the Rank 1 app. We're behind the, you know, behind the secure wall, behind logging in. So yeah, that's something new that people might not use across the board, but you can send message to guardians letting them know that, you know, their son or daughter did get injured.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense, cuz I saw that this year in half of the people it says no parent contact information. So I couldn't send that.
Yeah. Exactly.
And I guess it's because they just signed the forms and didn't use the app.
Yeah.
Okay.
Continue as a guest. When you do your forms as a guest, that means you don't have a parent account. You don't have a kid linked to your profile. But making the parent account's crucial.
So I'm sure this never happens anywhere, but if you have a kid create a parent account,
mm-hmm.
it still just sends it to the email that they sign up with?
Technically, yeah. Yeah. You can have a kid make a parent account, and they would have to claim themselves as a student or something, you know, but as everything, you know, even back then with the paper documents, you can never be sure that it's a parent, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
Like even, you know, back then, so.
Cool. All right, so tell me a little bit more about the two-way. So if I send that thing saying send note to a parent about, you know, Jonah sprained his ankle, mm-hmm. then they can email me back, well, what does he need to do? Like right there?
Yes.
And then now, is that going to come to my school email if that's what's set up? I'm set up to get notifications, or is that going to be something I have to open the app?
Rank 1 dashboard. So you'd be in your Rank 1 dashboard, same place you'd be inputting the injuries. You have a message tab that's already there right now. A lot of our users use it. Some of them don't. But in your same message tab that's there right now, it's just going to be more robust. You can just go in there, and they'll be able to communicate back and forth. You can include the student and the parent on the same message if you want. And when they send you that response, you'll see it inside your Rank 1 app.
Anything y'all are getting rid of? Anything y'all had to cut over the last, you know, year or so?
Oh man, we've had a cut. I mean, you've been with Rank 1 for a while, so you've seen instances where we put out a change, and the feedback that we get. You know, I see everything. guys, if y'all are on that Facebook group, I see it all. I have really close. Just take a screenshot; they'll send it to me, so I see everything. And it's not a bad thing. I mean, we like feedback, whether it's good or bad. Now, bad feedback, it's like, hey, Jeremy Jackson does not like this. Like, we need to take this off. Like, that's why we're so successful in the fact that we listen. You know, we're not like a company that puts something out and says, hey, sorry, learn to live with it. You know, learn how to use the software. You're going to have to live with it. Now, we'll take that off.
Yeah.
We're the first to tell you that we'll take that change right back and we'll revert it right back to how it was.
Yeah. We don't have any AI chat systems. You talk to a real person when you call us. So you get to speak right to the person that usually in a lot of cases we have the power to do it right there on the phone for you. But if not, you know, it's something we put into the dev team. But
in a lot of these cases, they, I mean, these athletic trainers that I'm close to, they do not hold back. So you've seen it firsthand earlier in the booth where somebody came out to me, said a few some things, but it's like we're close to them. You know, it's okay. We can get bad feedback if someone doesn't like something, and we'll make the change. Yeah.
So one of the things that I'm sure y'all saw was like last August 1st or July 30th or something like that, right? So everybody in the state of Texas, everybody uses RankOne, was putting all their information in last minute, you know, day before Monday football practice and volleyball practice. And then, like you said, there was a lot of people sounding off like, well, why does this thing not work?
I saw it all.
Yeah. Yeah. And so talk a little bit about that, about what was happening there and what you guys are doing moving forward to prevent that.
That's a perfect question for Joseph, because he...
So last year, you know, leading up to August 1st, obviously it doesn't surprise us, first day of the school year. We know it's going to be busy. So we had done a lot of load testing just to verify that it could handle a lot of people on the site. And actually the thing that ended up being one of the difficult problems for us, we talked earlier about how partners can pull data through RankOne through API calls and stuff like that. And it wasn't actually the amount of users that we had by themselves that caused the lags that we experienced last August 1st. It was that a lot of our partners, because it's first of the school year, we're trying to pull that data from our site while our users were using it. So one of the things that we've implemented this year is that we've just put sort of a ban on our partners accessing that data during certain hours of the day that we know parents and trainers are going to be likely to be in the system. Yeah. And that'll lighten the load, because we definitely had a system that could handle all of those users last year, but what we didn't factor in was how many of our data partners that we've recently brought on. So we brought on several new ones last year, and there was just a lot of data being trying to be pulled from our databases at the same time.
And they're just partners like, you know, Hometown Ticketing, Mascot Media. Not talking bad, but it's like just giving you examples of them.
They were doing that,
they were doing what they should have been doing, pulling in schedules. You know, so athletic directors didn't have to put them in twice in their platforms, and they were just hitting our endpoints and getting our information securely, but just at kind of hitting it every second, trying to get, because we want to give the most the quickest information, quickest feedback. So they were, you know, hitting our endpoints and stuff, and that mixed with an Amazon AWS failure was just probably the worst. I always tell people it was probably top 5 days. The worst days of my life. It was I had a terrible day. We all had terrible days last August 1.
Yeah.
Last year. It was terrible.
It was a learning experience.
Yeah. It was pretty rough. But, you know, again, RankOne should have been ready, prepared for it. But also parents and students should have taken care of stuff beforehand, right? So it's not just y'all's fault. It's, hey, let's take care of it. So
we get the reports. We get the reports, like the usage and the volume. And I think that day were 25 times more. The volume, which 25 times busier than we are during a regular RankOne day. And a regular RankOne day it's pretty stable, man. We a lot of users in the software, but it was 22 times, 22 times more busier than it usually is.
And as we come up on that time of year, we have protocols. We always bring in more server space. We always boost all of our systems to just prepare for that. So, you know, while we do want to encourage people, get your forms in advance, you know, you have all this time to do it. And then you think the last day, like, I'll get that physical in. You know, we still want to be prepared because we love that we have more people coming on. So we're always going to have higher amounts of people. Yeah. And our team has been working hard all year to just make sure we're ready for that.
Fantastic. So as we're talking about getting the forms ready, I have a son that's about to... that needs to do RankOne, or new to his forms, and I haven't done his online forms yet because I went to do them, but he wasn't there so he could sign them. So that is one question. I don't know if anybody asked about this. If we're filling out the forms, is there a save and continue? Because that's one of the issues I always tell the kids, if you fill that out right now, you're going to have to fill that out again when you get home because the page is going to refresh. You're not going to be able to submit it because when your parents sign it.
Yeah.
So is that something that I've missed? Because I've honestly never filled them out besides today or this year.
Well, congratulations first. You have a kid coming in. That's awesome. Filling out his first forms.
Yeah. Congratulations. That's a big milestone for you. You've used them on the user end. Now you can use it on the parent end there.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so that's a good question. So we've, of course, we've talked about it in the past, you know, about adding a save feature, you know, continue where you left off type of deal. But I think for the most part, the forms that athletic trainers have their parents completing aren't forms that are like necessarily that long. You know, if it's a form, it's going to be an emergency form that's like, you know, not a lot of
20 questions at most,
asked,
I think. Yeah.
You know? So I don't think for us, I don't think it was worth, might be different now, but I don't think it was, at the times in the past, it was not worth implementing like a saved where you left off type deal where when the forms are so short. You know, in a lot of cases, they're acknowledgement forms. So it's like, hey, read this PDF, check it that you acknowledge it, sign off at the bottom. You know, it's like, and in that case, you don't need a save and left off function. But
are you requesting a feature?
That's not saying that we
wouldn't. Not officially, because like
that's
I said,
not saying that we wouldn't.
I would need to use it more and see. But I do know that I tell that to my students all the time, like, just wait till you get home to fill it out. Don't. Because your parents have to sign that.
Yeah.
And then that's kind of my way of saying, don't sign it for your parents.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So your parents have to sign that. So just wait till you get home to fill it out. So.
The good thing is that you can do form by form. So if there's five forms and you want to do two forms in that one sitting, well, you can do those two forms. Later when you get home, you can do the rest, the other three.
Yeah.
Or, you know, things like that. So you can do it form by form. You just can't do it.
So that's your built-in save
form.
Is just chunking
that's,
it instead?
That's my save right there.
That'll work. All right, somebody wants to reach out and get a hold of you guys. What do you think is going to be the best way?
Well, rank1.com. You can find our contact page there. Reach out to us on our support number. Everything's there on the site. Or social media. Come follow us on social media. You know, when it comes closer to those peak times, if there are anything our user needs to be aware of in terms of site functionality, we'll be updating our Twitter feeds, Facebook, and stuff like that. So follow along and keep up with the latest news.
Be a support at rank1.com and 888-544-3637. That's 888-544-3637.
And that's his personal cell. Just text
that
him.
Is not.
I'm just kidding.
I do like that y'all moved to rank1.com instead of rank1sport.com because that definitely made things easier too. So high five on that.
That's Joseph right there, boys. Yeah.
Well, and also, it's not just sport. We do a lot of things, and so we needed something broad enough and generic enough that it would work for all the different things that we do. So.
Very good. Very good. All right. So for Greg, Joseph, Jeremy, the Sports Medicine Broadcast live at SWATA 2023 in Arlington, supported by San Antonio Methodist and Sean Reedy and their group over there. Thanks you guys for joining me. And awesome. I'm going to call this one sportsmedicinebroadcast.com/rank1data. sportsmedicinebroadcast.com/rank1data. And then that way I'll have the show notes and ways, the numbers and emails and stuff that they had there in the show notes. And that is a wrap.